This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You knew the facts today. We're in front of you with the facts, and we're here to help you ride the wave of life. How's your life today, Jennifer? So far, so good?
So far, so good.
All right. Victoria, your life today, are you riding that wave?
I'm riding the wave.
You don't sound too convinced. Just there occupying time and space. Come on, let's get excited. Ooh, ooey. What about you, Kara?
It's pretty good, but it's only 7 a.m., so there's lots of time for it to go downhill.
Yeah, but you've been at it for 4 hours, so what's the big deal? Come on. This is something. Our lives are every day in motion. Today is Wednesday, 14th of June already. The summertime coming in. Now, most people are pleased to the point we were complaining 2 weeks ago about how cold and wet it was. And yesterday, it was wet, all right. 100 degrees humidity. Ah. It's summertime, summertime, summertime. Time to carry it forward. Week from today, the first official day of summer, longest day of the year. One of the things that I love about getting up at 4-ish this time of year is, you know, look out the window and you can see light. There's something about that. Don't you love that, Carol, when you actually get in your car? Well, it's probably dark when you get in your car. But
yeah, there's no light when I get in my car.
It kind of still freaks me out because I think I overslept.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah. I love it. I have to leave the house after we get done on the air. And on the West Coast, that's early, right? And so I love the fact that it's light. It just makes you feel so much
You know what, though? I went camping over the weekend, and we were in tents, and so there was no hiding the sun. And we woke up at 5:30 every morning. And I mean, which was it was kind of nice, though. And, you know, waking up with
ants crawling all over your body.
Well, not, no.
Mosquitoes.
I wasn't dead. We didn't have maggots crawling on
us. We were on
maggots.
The beach.
There was this one bird, though, that wouldn't shut up and made the worst noise I've ever heard.
No,
was it a seagull?
It wasn't a seagull. It was something else. I'll find out for you and play it for
this
you.
This is a story. Jennifer was just talking about driving and Kara as well. Yesterday, I came across, and I think we had this floating around somewhere, this lady in England. You know, all of the news out of England today isn't the worst. It's sad in London because of that horrible towering inferno and all the people that lost their lives there. But there's always a counter, good to bad. So a story about this woman who lives in what is a section of London. It sort of reminds me, if you know Love Actually, when the Prime Minister goes into one of those sections of London to find his girlfriend.
Right.
This is the sort of neighborhood. This lady who is tired of the speeding drivers, she decides to take some action. So she takes a hair blower, a hair dryer, and stands in the road as if she's a policeman with a radar gun. And she slows the traffic down. It's really kind of cute. I've seen that sort of thing done before. Because there are...
Really? You have? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I've heard of it before. But it's kind of cute as a reminder of how you can add humor to things and maybe fix circumstances. There's a new book out for the people who get stopped by traffic police. There are all kinds of tactics and tricks so that you can beat the rap. I remember once about 14, 15 years ago, I had somebody on the program who had written a book to get around. This was a police officer, as a matter of fact, to get around the traps, speeding. How do you get in court? And one of the guys that works for me the other day got caught driving one of my trucks doing 45 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And, you know, he's guilty. He needs to pay a fine and stuff. But for whatever the reason, they charged him with a criminal complaint. And it's not a criminal complaint. It's a civil complaint. So now we're trying to figure out how to fix it so he pays the fine, but he doesn't. I mean, we don't even understand what the policeman was thinking about. But the one way you can get him, and I say this to you, and I know people are going to yell, "Nah, you're no good, Stefan. What are you trying to cheat the police?" If you ever get stopped by somebody with a radar gun or with a hairdryer, you can ask to see the records of the calibration of the radar gun.
And that goes over really well,
yeah,
by the way.
I
love when you do that.
Well, but it does. It gets you out of the situation because
how
they don't calibrate. They don't calibrate them, and without them being calibrated, they're not accurate. So it's a. Now,
but isn't that just your word against the police officers?
No, the police officer has to have a. He has a log, and after each time he uses the radar gun, the radar machine, the company says you need to recalibrate it. And if you don't recalibrate it, then the questionable reliability of it, comes.
That's a risky bet, though, because what if what if you have someone who does recalibrate it?
Well, if they do, then you're
then
screwed.
Then you're really screwed.
Oh, yeah, no, you're screwed then. But in the meantime, it works 9 times out of 10. So, and also, it's interesting, if you look at the history of traffic tickets, everybody's been pulled over. Has anybody here been pulled over for speeding one time or another?
I never have.
You never have?
Never, no.
Well,
not
you don't drive probably as much as on average, right?
Yeah, I've gotten.
I drive every weekend, and I drive way too fast, so it's sort of a miracle, actually.
You'll get one this weekend.
Don't say it. Now I'm going to have to go extra slow.
All right. So what were you saying, Kara?
I've gotten speed cameras because there's a ton around here, but I've never actually gotten pulled over for speeding. Knock on wood.
Here's a lady who went to court and got out of it because she said, "I'm dyslexic. I thought I was doing 27, not 72.
Oh, my God.
No, that's pretty good. She really got out of it.
She did get out of it. Right.
No.
I was trying to get home before my toupee blew off in my convertible.
Oh, boy.
I just ordered a pizza from my car phone, and I was trying to beat the driver to my house.
Car phone? What is
my car phone?
Yeah.
The 80s?
Well, they used to have car phones, didn't they? Or they called cell
phones? Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah, okay. Let's see here. Oh, here's somebody who got out of it. The judge said, okay, because he told the judge he was late for traffic safety class after his last speeding ticket.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I was checking to see if my speedometer was working properly. Thanks very much for verifying it, told the police officer. Anyway,
I'm pretty sure you would get smacked if you said any of these things to the police officer.
No, these are all things that worked in one way or another.
Didn't you get arrested the last time you got pulled over?
No, I don't think I got arrested the last time.
That
I got
was
pulled
multiple
over.
Times ago.
When did I get arrested? I'm trying to remember. I got arrested once in the 80s. And my friend, the police chief, I was arrested in Wayland, which is a town next to Framingham. And I was brought into the police station, and I called my friend, the police chief, and he came over to get me out of jail. And so the guy who arrested me ran for cover. They dropped the charges, mostly because the police chief came over. The way he handled it was really very badly.
Well, I think the time I remember you were hauling equipment, perhaps. Or going too slow.
I mean,
this was in our time together. You couldn't do the show because you had to call us from prison.
Wasn't it the other day we were talking about Jennifer?
It's true.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what the heck happened. I remember being in jail.
And you called the police chief again. You've been using that contact for a while.
He's not only the police chief here anymore, but I'm trying to get
better
him
be careful.
Back again. Yeah. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember that one. But I do remember sitting in a jail cell talking to the assistant to the chief for a while we were waiting for the bail guy to come in. I had to pay $50 to get out. And I'm trying to remember what the heck I was in there for. Well, maybe you're
right. I think unpaid parking tickets or...
Can you imagine me
I thought there was a story where you got pulled over or something and you gave the guy so much attitude he arrested you for that.
He did. That was the story.
Because I've heard that story and I've only been here a year or so.
You didn't hear it from me, though.
Yeah, well, yes, of course I did.
Jennifer would spread that rumor around. No factual.
Rumor?
Factual
fake news. It's fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of fake news, thank you very much. There is a... I saw this last week, and I wanted to have a minute with you. I'm trying to teach you Klingon. You can take a course now in Klingon, and I thought it would be kind of fun just to go through some of the words, so we'll do that in a moment here. It's 16 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Life, it's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Geico. So, there's a course being taught in Klingon, and this is not a put-on. I thought it was when I first saw this. So, for those of you who do not speak Klingon, which is pretty much the language of Starfleet, no, the Starfleet opposition, right? Starfleet is the good guys, and then there are the bad guys, the Klingons. There are 3,000 words, apparently, according to somebody who actually studied the movies and figured out... can you imagine somebody...
Someone who really needs a different hobby?
And he's clearly not married, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
This course has 30 students in it, being taught at University of Zurich. Started May 31st. There are 30 students in the class, 18 on the waiting list. And let's see. Klingon classes have been going on here for a couple of years, according to the teacher, Andre Mueller, M-U-L-L-E-R. He teaches by speaking. And this is done pretty much if you want to really immerse yourself in Spanish. You don't speak English in the class. You speak Spanish and people figure it out. So this guy is doing the same thing. He's teaching Klingon by just using Klingon. Like, let's see, the word G-H-O-B-E, gobi, means no.
Are people paying for this class?
Kwasta-nug means what's happening. Yell-el means come in. Thang-hong-ma-wa means we are Klingons. So... this guy
do Klingons have, like, an Asian accent? Because that's what I heard from you.
Excuse me?
I'm not sure we're pronouncing it right.
There are 200 people worldwide that are experts in Klingon.
Well, they clearly should all take this class.
Yeah. Right. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come?
It's been a while since we had anybody dead in the music segment, a reference to someone who's dead. But then there's
so
always
sensitive.
Chris Cornell. It's actually a tribute. Well, I'm not being unsensitive or insensitive.
Really?
I would hate to be what it is.
Have you heard yourself?
He's dead. Guns N' Roses tribute to their friend Chris Cornell landed atop the May edition of Billboard's top Facebook Live videos chart. The chart is a monthly look at the widest reaching, most reacted to videos posted by people who are in the music business. Gets posted on Facebook Live. So this Guns N' Roses video was posted on the 27th of May, honors Chris Cornell, who died 9 days earlier in Detroit. It's a 2.5 minute clip posted on Facebook. The band performing Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun in Ireland, writing in the caption, "This one's for you, Chris." The video was the most reacted to video by any musician on Facebook in the entire month. 162,000 reactions. It was also the most shared and most viewed in its first 7 days. 3.5 million people looked at this thing. And that's appropriate. This guy was very popular and well-known. Meanwhile, Blake Shelton, who led the April Facebook Live video rank, went to number two for May. Because of his position on The Voice, probably, revealing in his video, Kelly Clarkson will join the coaching panel on next season's The Voice. Right? Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Are they friends?
Yes.
I guess you'd assume they'd be friends.
Actually, she's married to his manager, who is Reba McEntire's stepson. How about that?
Wow. Incest.
Is best.
Yeah, right.
Put your manager to the test.
Reba and her husband separated. So is Reba still her mother-in-law?
I think they maintain a really close relationship. At least that's what it looks like. I think
that's nice.
Even though they're not together anymore, I think she's still a very big part of that family.
I think she's adorable. Oh, she is adorable.
From everything I've heard.
The energy that she has around her, my God.
She doesn't believe her hype, that's for sure. She's still a nice person.
Right. As opposed to the worm, Justin Bieber, who believes all the hype about him.
Every bit of it.
Oh, my God. So his fans are apparently figuring him out, throwing water bottles at him. He was singing. Well, I'm not sure about the. This is a Spanish language remix of his song. Is that right?
Well, it's a Spanish song.
Called Despacio. Is that how you pronounce it?
Despacito. Not Gazpacho.
Yeah. He could be Despacioed. Anyway, so Kara, tell the story.
Well, it's a song, Despacito, and it's originally a Spanish song, and then he's doing a remix, so he does a little bit of English and a little bit of Spanish.
Very little bit.
I'm not sure how it was when they were recording, but
they didn't like the version. That's why they threw the water bottle.
Well, people like the song. It's a big hit, but apparently he doesn't actually know the Spanish words to it, so he can't sing it anywhere.
And he was caught saying, I just say Dorito because I don't know the words. So he sings Dorito live.
I can do better than that.
And then one of the original singers on it had to come through and say, well, it's actually a hard chorus to sing, and I'm sure that he was just being nice to Justin
What
Bieber.
Is the story about? What's Despacio by Despacito or whatever the hell it is? What is it about?
Despacito, isn't that sort of like Desperado? Jen, you know Spanish, don't you? I think the rest of us do.
Please.
I think it means like gently soft. I don't know. I had to Google what it means. So it's something loving, I guess.
Enough time for the worm. 28 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour, close your attention off from everything else, because what's going on here is more important than anything else you could possibly imagine at this moment in time. The DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen is here. We have the sports news coming up, TV news as well. First, though, some tributes, or at least names in the news. First, Adam West. What's going on in Los Angeles, Jennifer? The tributes are kind of crazy.
Oh, this is great. It's one thing I can actually get behind. They put the bat signal up in Los Angeles, in downtown, which is really cool to honor Adam West. And I wish, with all the craziness in California, that I had none. Like, I wish I would have known there was a bat signal. We should have put that thing up a long time ago. Calling for Batman's help.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cool. School one too, yeah. They had thousands of people lined on the street to watch this.
Yeah. And they did it just on a building. It wasn't up in the night sky, but it was really cool looking.
Yeah. It's interesting how people take this stuff like this, isn't it? I mean, when you really get right down to it, and it's all good. There's nothing about it that's anything but good. Sad that he passed away. Bill Cosby in the news. I don't quite understand. The jurors are told to keep deliberating. They've been in there 30 hours now, and they told the judge they couldn't reach a unanimous decision. So what happens? You try more. You can't try somebody again, can you? If there's a hung jury.
Well, if it's a hung jury, you can. If it's not guilty, you cannot. But I think with a mistrial, I think they would declare a mistrial with a hung jury.
Yeah.
But he's up. He's got three different charges that he's facing, and apparently they cannot come to an agreement on any of the three. And
yeah.
I mean, if anybody's ever served a jury, they constantly are taking your temperature. When you first go into the room, who thinks he's guilty, who thinks he's not guilty, and they go through the counts and they take the temperature. And when people don't agree, then they start hashing it out and they start reviewing evidence. And this jury has asked for six different items from the court record to try to review, you know, he said versus she said at this point. None of them disagree. I mean, Andrea Constant and Bill Cosby agree on the circumstances surrounding it. He says it was consensual. And she says it wasn't, and that's where they differ. Everybody agrees that there was pills slipped, you know, that there was pills handed to her, that she took the pills, she drank the wine. Everybody agrees
pills.
On that.
I want you to take advantage of me. Give me those pills.
Well, whatever it is, so it comes down to he said, she said. And I think that's a pretty tough place for the jury to be, because then it's less about evidence and more about a gut feeling somehow. And I don't know, the longer this goes, the more I think he's got a better chance of getting out of this. Yeah.
It's dicey. Pretty dicey stuff. Next on the people in the news department, Kirk Jones. The Buffalo newspaper today has a story about this fellow who survived a plunge over Niagara Falls without any protection at all in 2003. Well, he's figured, okay, let's do this. Only I'll be more protected this time. I'll go inside an inflatable ball. Well, yesterday morning, his body was found at the bottom of the Niagara River.
Oh, no.
The people investigating this say because he became so famous as the first person to survive an unprotected plunge, thought he was invincible. Turns out he wasn't.
Yeah, once you survive that one time, you probably shouldn't test
it.
I know. Why did they do that?
Wasn't there a woman who went over in a helicopter just holding on to something with her teeth over Niagara Falls, like yesterday or the day before?
Oh, that was the Willenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Willendas are like... The Willendas are always doing stuff like
famous, that. Famous, yes, famous circus family.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. If you're looking for something good, I had three things that I went through that were not good. The most important one was the Dow merger, which is going to affect how we all eat. But speaking of things that we eat, before we get to the sports report and the TV report, you'll all be happy to know there's a reason for studying everything, as we know. And this is National Dairy Month. So you'll be happy to know that 7% of all American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. How... Okay, so let's say we
were
do
they
the
like 6-year-olds or who was serving?
This is adult. 16 million people, and these are milk drinking. They identify themselves as milk drinking people, which is basically the population. If you want to put numbers to it, it's like the population of Pennsylvania. Doesn't know chocolate milk is milk with chocolate added. The survey has attracted a lot of jeers from some corners. People are surprised. I'm not surprised. I'm saddened by how far we have become removed from our source of supply. The agriculture that comes from our family farms, nutrition from things grown well by American family farmers, the fact that our educational system doesn't support agriculture, doesn't support food information. I mean, this is ludicrous. It isn't funny. It isn't even sad. It's ludicrous. I used to kid people on the farm youngsters would come on the farm because we had, when I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, we had chocolate milk. We had regular and chocolate milk, and it was chocolate-flavored milk. And I would tease the kids, oh, you see the cows out there? They're brown. They give the brown milk. And so now I guess I'm eating
well,
my
it's
words
your
here.
Fault. Yeah, you spread the rumor.
Yeah, you started this. Yeah. We were all wondering how this began, and
yes,
it was you.
This is it. Isn't that amazing, though? Kara was all over this yesterday. She thought it was hysterical. And it is kind of, but it's
such a sign of the times.
I guess I'm just confused about, you know, if this is what age range people are thinking. If this goes all the way from millennials to, well, yeah, I don't think it's six-year-olds, but if it's from people my age all the way to people your age who are thinking this, or if it's, you know, specifically in more than one part, or I don't know. It's just confusing because I haven't spent very much time on farms in my life, but it's pretty obvious that.
But enough to know.
Yeah. Well,
come on up. I'll put you to work this weekend. We got lots of things to do on the farm this weekend.
Well,
let's go.
And I'm busy this weekend, up. So I'll have to rain check on that
pop
one.
Out.
But yeah, this is just crazy.
I mean, I once was caught saying But I was, just to put this in context, I was 6 years old, and we were in the grocery store, and my mom, you know, my brother and I were kind of traipsing behind my mom, and we were along the egg section, and my brother saw the brown eggs, and he said, what's the difference between the brown eggs and the white eggs? And I very confidently said, well, the chickens lay the white eggs and the roosters lay the brown eggs.
There you go.
And like everyone around us just started cracking up, and I had no idea why that was funny, but I was six. So that's like the equivalent of saying that the chocolate milk comes from the brown cows.
Yeah. Actually, the color of the eggshell depends on what you feed the chicken.
Yeah, what you're eating.
That's it. What the
I did not know
eats.
That.
Is
yep.
what color the eggshell is going to be. You feed the chicken green. There are a lot of
and those are the prettiest
things.
Eggs, by the way, the green ones.
Yeah, that's when you get
you
green
don't have
eggs
to color them.
And ham, right?
Yeah, just like that.
All right, let's get to the sports news before we get any more carried away here. A couple of important things. The NCAA has suspended the head coach in Louisville for being ignorant. Not so fast here. I'm not guessing that this guy was that ignorant. But anyway, the sex scandal that continues to be a focus. Who was the sex scandal expert? I guess, Victoria, you can do this.
The sex scandal expert. Well, yeah, the NCAA has suspended Louisville's head basketball coach, Rick Pitino, not because he was involved in the sex scandal, but because he claims he didn't know anything about it. And so the
prostitution
league,
for his
to strip and perform sex acts with recruits and other team members. And so apparently Pitino said he didn't know that this was going on. This went on for 10 years.
He's unbelievable.
So
Paterno not knowing what was going on at
exactly. Yeah, so basically he's being suspended for the first five conference games because the NCAA says that he didn't monitor his employee. So so he's not allowed to have any contact with his team for the first five games. And they also are probably going to lose some scholarships, and they may even take back their championship from 2012-2013 season. Just doesn't seem like enough.
Why
but,
would they
you know.
Take back their championship?
Because I guess they were committing the crimes during that championship, so they take it away. I always think that that's such a stupid thing to do.
What does a stripper have to do with taking a, I mean, whether or not the team performs? Because is that because they're stacking the deck?
What they should do is fire the guy who let this.
I mean, is that because they're stacking
what
the deck?
What they should do is fire the guy who let this go on. Why are they screwing the members of the team that had nothing to do with it? I'm with Jennifer
well,
on this
I'm assuming
one.
Yeah. that Andre McGee, is he still there? I would assume that he's
so you throw
gone.
Him off the team.
Yeah, he's gone.
Get rid of him.
So you dump
get rid
him.
Of the coach. You don't penalize the team. They work
what
hard
are they insinuating? They're insinuating that people wouldn't have gone or chosen the Louisville program because they only chose it because they were shown
they
strippers?
Get
give me a break. It's Louisville. Yeah. Everybody wants to go to Louisville. It's a desirable
well, that's,
sport
that's
school.
What I don't get either. When this school is already so good in the sports arena, why do they have to offer things like this?
Because they wanted to have fun. That's what they're doing. That's a man
makes me so angry.
Offering other men something for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine it affects the championship. That's ridiculous.
Stripping the championship, though, takes away funding, because if you have so many different championships, then, you know, then it's like with college football. You know, there's a lot of money associated with bowl games and things like that. So I think that they'll lose some of the NCAA funding if they take away a championship. That's the only thing I can think of is why they would do that.
Jen Jen, Major League Baseball loosening rules for a weekend in August. What's going to go?
This is just one weekend, thankfully, because this seems like a glimpse into the future of Major League Baseball, where they're doing lots of rule loosening these days. But for one weekend in August, Major League Baseball will allow players to wear personalized jersey patches. So that could be like loud colored cleats that they want to include in their uniform, and they could also feature their nicknames on their jerseys. The event will be known as Players Weekend, and according to the press release, the event is planned for August 25th through 27th. It was negotiated between the league and the Players Association. Players have sought to express their personal style on the field and capitalize on the intersection of fashion and sports in a way other leagues don't allow, and the result will be a test of boundaries. Baseball may be inclined to stretch in the future depending on the weekend's success. Players will have the option to wear a jersey with a nickname, though they are limited to just one. There's no inappropriate or offensive nicknames. Those will be banned. Fans say that this is great news because baseball culture often works to suppress players' individual personalities. Guess what? These people are part of a team. Sorry, can I do a little commenting here?
They need a lot of money to play
baseball.
They're
not paid to be individual, and they're not paid to have stupid patches on their shirt. They say it's a nice gesture on the part of the league to recognize that the sport will benefit from its fan base getting to know its stars better. Okay.
So, Jen, you're a big supporter of this, right?
I think this is the stupidest thing. Now, there is a charitable angle to the weekend, so I can get behind that. Proceeds from the jerseys and the cleat sales will go towards the Youth Development Foundation. But what made the Yankees a great team, in part?
Sure, they had a lot of money.
They had a lot of players, some of them.
A great team.
But they actually turned like a mediocre manager in Joe Torre. Yes, I called Joe Torre mediocre. I saw him on the Dodgers with some key players. But they also had a lot of rules, and they still do for their players. No facial hair. Wear a suit when you're in press conferences. And you know what that does? That allows people to be all on the same playing field so that they operate as a team.
You go to a baseball game and you see these guys with their hair down to their shoulders, the pitchers with the... what do they call it when they have the hair all in knots?
It's grandstanding, and it makes individuals stand out more than the team.
You know what I think
problem.
Would be fun, though, is if they sold jerseys to the fans that had the nickname
sure.
on them.
Let them design a jersey and let the fans wear it.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5x11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. N624 in store only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you.
Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
46.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
A service to the public. Pet owners everywhere look forward to hearing Warren Eckstein, whether it's his appearances on this program or his own show, The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend. Any veterinarian worth his salt is listening to Warren because Warren knows more than most of them do, although he probably wouldn't say that because some of our best friends are veterinarians, but he really is so knowledgeable. That's why I love having him here to talk about issues facing your pets. So we'll talk about how dogs know how you feel, and then with the heat and humidity, how do you protect your dog from the scorching heat on the asphalt or wherever he's walking? We'll find out in a moment as Warren Eckstein makes another fabulous appearance. How are you feeling so far, Warren, about being
so
here? Pretty
far,
good,
so
huh?
Good, Doc.
A fabulous appearance on the DJV show.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, 55 past the hour. Let's talk with Warren Eckstein about how dogs know how you feel. There have been a lot of conversations. We've had them here about emotions, dogs knowing about your emotions. But physically, there are these continuing reports that dogs can even flush out their owners who have cancer, right?
Absolutely. You know, that was my specialty for many years when I was training in Europe and Southeast Asia, was teaching dogs to sniff out. So their nose is important. Research now indicates that it's quite likely that dogs can smell fear, anxiety, even sadness, something we've known for years. For example, when I was teaching dogs to be guard dogs or attack dogs or Schutzhund training, we actually had what's called the agitator, the person that makes the dog angry.
Yeah.
We actually would get them so their adrenaline would speed up because the dogs were able to detect that and know who was the bad guy versus who was the good guy.
Wow.
So it's amazing. In terms of their ability to smell, it's about 300,000 times better than ours. But here's the difference. The real
300, difference, wait a minute, 300,000 times better than ours, really?
At least.
Wow.
And here's the bottom line. Let's say Doug's cooking spaghetti sauce. When I walk into Doug's house...
Actually, I'm cooking fish for breakfast today.
Oh. Fish for breakfast?
He does this all the time.
That is my conversation right there.
Yeah, it's gross.
But the bottom line is that I would smell the fish, okay? What happened is if the dog came into the room, Doug, the dog would smell every ingredient separately that you put into making your fish. And that's what makes them so incredible at sniffing out drugs and bombs and now diseases such as diabetes and cancer. Just amazing. I think we're just touching the surface now of how important the olfactory of a dog is. And you can't fool. You can fool me, but you can't fool a dog because your body chemistry changes and they pick up on that.
You know, there's a story in the New York Times Magazine this past weekend. There are a couple of things that I have found in there recently about dogs especially, but animals and what they're teaching us about our health, as you were just suggesting, one of the things that is highlighted here, but also the history of dogs going back 40,000 plus years, and how really when you get to the sophisticated thinking of dogs, even though their communication skills are different, they are teaching us so much about ourselves that it's becoming really a very interesting study, not only in veterinary schools, but in psychology schools, the psychology of the dog, what they communicate through their smelling and their eyes. It really is profound, Warren.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, Doug, and I'm learning every single day. Every minute I spend with a dog or a cat or any type of animal, I'm learning something. You know, the other day I was doing an interview and someone asked me, what is the most important thing that animals have taught me? A couple of things. Number one is, you know, tomorrow's gone.
Yeah.
Don't worry about yesterday. Be here now. That's number one. And number two is that, you know, you don't have to be a phony. If you don't like somebody, you don't have to buy them a drink first. Let them know you don't like them right off the bat. Right?
Pee on their shoes.
Whatever you got to do. Well, that was that old saying. What I learned from a dog is if you don't like something, just pee on it and walk away.
That's it. A good lesson. What is it? The word of the wise is official. Warren Eckstein, the pet show here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.